Spotlight segment on Long Island this morning, the first of many. The county executive, of course, Steve Ballone, out and about. And we appreciate a couple of minutes on a busy morning. Steve, great to have you. Happy New Year, by the way.
Oh, you too. Jay, thank you. Good morning. Good to be with you.
Great to be with you. What was it like? I was I was reading you actually helped a couple of guys out off the expressway there. What, around exit 58, they got stuck, huh?
Yeah, when you have a blizzard like this, I'll tell you, if people venture out, you look at some of the cars people are driving around and thinking, what were you thinking coming out on the road in this car? There's no way you're not going to get stuck. You know, this is what we're supposed to do. I've always plowed roads since I was town supervisor. I would always get in the pickup truck and I would drive around and I would plow and help people. And you know, I've done that not as much as county executive, but on some of these bigger storms, I do that. And when you come across people that are stuck, you want to dig them out, you want to get them out and help. And we always tell people, look, when you have extreme weather events, we want you to, you know, check in on your neighbors, your friends, you know, particularly the vulnerable, the elderly, people who may be living alone. You know, you have to come together as a community when things like this happen, and that's what we do. That's what makes us a great community. So,
no question about talking with the county executive, of course, of Suffolk County, Steve Ballone. Steve, you know, we knew it was a fast-moving storm. We had plenty of people on, plenty of the experts on. You know, it kind of started out with a little bit of a mixture, a little sleet, snow, and then all of a sudden, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock yesterday morning, there we go. And that's the thing. It was deceiving. And the thing that really was startling to me was how many cars actually were on the road. And I guess people just didn't heed the warnings. It was coming quick.
I'll tell you. I heard some people on the news talking and saying that roads were clear. People were heeding the call. But I'll tell you, I was out and about early in the morning, and I was stunned to see how many cars were actually out there. And, we drove around, and it ended up about 100 motorists, at least, who called in were getting stuck and stranded and had to be helped. This was a challenging storm because of the conditions. You had a high accumulation. We had up to 16 inches in some places, and the rate of the snowfall happened very quickly. And then, of course, you had the high winds pushing the snow all around and whipping it around. So you combine all those things together, it makes it a very challenging storm. It's why a lot of people got stuck.
No question. County Executive Steve Ballone with us a couple of minutes. The aftermath we had on Superintendent of Highways Steve in Brookhaven this morning, Dan Lasquadro, and you know, you mentioned the drifts and the winds, and we had the terminology. I'm always fascinated with the terminology bomb cyclone. It's like, be careful, get into your shelters, you know, that type of thing. It's unbelievable. I mean, that's pretty much phraseology for a hurricane in the winter. That's really, it's like a snow hurricane. But in essence, he even stated, you know, the cleanup is harder now because of these types of winds and the drifts and everything else, and thus the residual snow that you're finding today.
Yeah, the bomb cyclone, that was a new one for me. I've been doing these storms a long time now. I have not heard that one before. But Dan is right about that. This is a tough storm in the aftermath. Not only did all of the conditions come together to create a real blizzard here, that was very challenging. The worst thing that you can have happen after a storm like this is extremely cold temperatures. Temperature right now is about 9 degrees. That is not good, because what it means is, you know, the way that we treat the roads to get that melting to happen so that we can, you know, push that sheet of ice, that snow that's still there, even though the road's passable, to push that off the road as it melts, you're not going to have that opportunity because it just doesn't melt at that low temperature. So that's going to be a challenge throughout the weekend now. And that's why we urge caution still for residents, because you're going to continue to see roads that have icy conditions on them because of these extremely low temperatures.
No question. Talking with the county executive, and you're right. You know, it's it might be 9, but it's actually -9, at least here at the airport, because of the wind. In fact, we have those wind chill advisories currently going till tomorrow morning, but you're right. And I even said this to Dan this morning, you know, in the fact that, the snow has stopped, but the cold is still there, icy-type cold conditions, rigid conditions. Therefore, everything's going to freeze. It's going to feel like moving to these plows and these drivers. It's almost going to feel like moving icebergs, in essence.
That's right. And at a certain point, Jay, there's nothing you can do. You're basically, once you have a sheet of ice or snow that is frozen in place on top of the road, the plows are just riding over it. They're not having an impact there. That's why you need that melting. That's why we throw the salt down on the road with the sand mixer. We put that down there because that combined with the sun, even if it's below freezing, that's okay. As long as the temps aren't into the teens or the single digits, you get that melting, and that's when the plows can get the roads down to asphalt. When you have these low temperatures, you just can't do it. But, you know, we're going to be out there. We're going to be hitting it hard with everything we've got, treating those roads. But the impact is at least for the next day or so going to be minimal.
No question. Couple of minutes left with the county executive. And, you know, listen, good job by all. Supervisors getting involved, states of emergency.
Absolutely.
And including the governor, you know, right on it, pretty much, right?
I'll tell you, this is a textbook example of why the coordination is important. And, you know, unfortunately, during my tenure here, we've had just a number of extreme weather events, and we've had the coordination. And I've never seen, I was town supervisor for 10 years before I became county executive. We never had coordination with the state during my time. We never even dreamed of the state, you know, coming down to talk about assisting the towns or county and coordinating on snow operations. That never even crossed my mind as a possibility that would happen. But, you know, Governor Cuomo, in all of these extreme weather events and blizzard condition, things like that, you know, very proactive. So I was up at the State of the State the other day, 2 days ago. And I was with the new Nassau County Executive, Laura Curran, and the governor was able to convene right after the State of the State all of the top emergency management people in the state and some of the other top officials in state government. And, you know, we sat down and went through storm preparation. The governor brought additional resources down to Long Island, and those really paid off. I was up and down the LIE early this morning on Sunrise Highway early this morning checking out the roadways. And those roads were down to asphalt for the most part. You had icy patches, but those roads look great. And it goes to show you the preparation and the coordination is really important. And those additional resources that Governor Cuomo provided really made a difference.
And that's an excellent point. You know, I was thinking about this morning, Stephen, coming in, that these guys are out there. I mean, the equipment. And that's why it's so important for towns and their budgets to make sure that they have the proper equipment. Listen, a perfect example is that of yesterday and this morning. If you're traveling about,
yep,
and you'll see, you know, the pavement. Listen, unheard of 20 years ago in traveling around. It just gives you an idea of the technology, how important it is for these towns to have the right equipment, and in doing so, to properly plan as far as their budgets are concerned.
That's exactly right, and I think, you know, towns did a great job. The coordination has been great, and, you know, really kudos to the plow operators. They don't get enough credit for what they do. It's an extremely difficult job, and they did a terrific job. And our first responders, also, we had a couple of big incidents yesterday. We had a couple of individuals rescued from a home in Shirley that were brought to the hospital. That are doing okay now, and a couple of officers who had to be treated for smoke inhalation at Stony Brook University Hospital. And then you had the Babylon Fire Department, Chief Scott Glenn, assisted by the Lakeland Fire Department to get over to Oak Island because, excuse me, you had a couple of homes that were on fire on Oak Island, which most people don't know, but it's an island in the Great South Bay that is completely inaccessible. No road to it. You can only get to it by private boat. There's not a ferry. So getting over there in the middle of a blizzard, very challenging. They figured out how to do it. and only two structures were damaged.
And that is amazing. You're right. That's a good point. I mean, incredible stuff. By the way, great job as well. You know, we talk about the superintendent, highway guys, and you know, we talk about the drivers and the plows and everything. PSEG Long Island continues to do a pretty good job. Over 21,000 outages. I think it's down on maybe 500. We'll actually get the update right after 8 o'clock. Jeff Weir will be coming on with us. But, you know, they have done a magnificent job in these types of storms over the years.
I'll tell you what. Again, it speaks to preparation. Much of the storm response, you know, if you're going to be effective, is coming in the preparation that you're doing. So they've been doing a number of storm mitigation measures over the last couple of years. And where that comes into play is when you have these extreme weather events. And what it means is, you know, you're not going to have as many outages. And, you know, the ones you do, they can now focus more resources on getting people back online as quickly as possible. And we're seeing that. And, you know, it's right, and they deserve some credit for that.
Well, listen, we appreciate a couple of minutes, and I know it's a very busy morning for you. We appreciate the updates and everything else. By the way, we're just getting word, Steve. You know, we could see wind chills of minus 20 this weekend. Yeah. So, you know, we want people to stay safe. Frostbite can occur within 30 minutes. So hopefully everybody heeds the warnings and everything else. And check, as you said in the beginning of the conversation, check on the elderly. Check on those folks who live alone, who might need a carton of milk or something. You know, just make sure they're set. They have plenty of blankets, you know, that type of thing. And by the way, all
because
the...
they can't get out of the house.
Right.
They're not leaving the house. And, you know, when you have extreme temperatures like this, so important to check because it's dangerous.
No question. And also the warming centers have been doing a great job. We're going to run them down later. Both counties, by the way. So, in essence, we keep those going. Can't thank you enough. Stay safe, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon. And again, very happy New Year.
Thank you, too, and have a great weekend. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. There you go. Steve Ballone checking in, county executive. As you know, they did a really nice job. You know, all of the guys with the plows and everything else, they've done a very nice job.